evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. It is July 1st, and instead of blindly celebrating Canada Day, I hope that everybody takes some time to consider this country's colonial history and the ongoing colonial violence against Indigenous peoples. This holiday was born out of oppression and genocide, and nationalism is BS. Indigenous peoples have been here long before Canada was ever a thing. So today, I'm going to be playing a full hour of all Indigenous content. First up, from Yellowknife, this is Dig a Wolf with Broken Bone on CITR. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Praise to the Faithful by Janelle Manoa from her album Howls in the Deep of the Woods. Before that, you heard Weed Rat with Nice Guy. Homesick with the song Never Seated from their album Terra Nullius. Before that was No More Moments, the song 547, and Dig a Wolf at the Top, Broken Bone. This is Deliberate Noise, and as I mentioned before, I'm doing all Indigenous content today. And I want to share, I was seeing these posts on my Instagram a lot, and it was these like five things you can do to actively support Indigenous people. And they were posted by the account, the handle is Chen Chen Stwe, and the account's called Decolonizing Practices, which is run by Michelle Lorna Nahani. And I just want to share these five tips, five things you can do to actively support Indigenous people. So number one is support Indigenous makers, artists, designers, and pay them well for their work. Number two is ask the leadership in organizations you're affiliated with how they're approaching decolonization and reconciliation and hold them accountable for their answers. Number three, commit to educating yourself on the history of colonization and how it continues today. A good starting point is to read both the Truth and Reconciliation Report and the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls Reports, and figure out your personal approach to decolonizing practices. Number four, check your allyship. Are you looking for attention or seeking atonement by talking about your allyship? Because you need to be actively dismantling colonial impacts before you start the bragging. There's a difference between a self-proclaimed ally and an actual accomplice. Look it up. And number five, for five things you can do to support Indigenous people, is contribute to Indigenous culture and language resurgence. All right, let's continue with some music. Next up, I have Beatrice Deer. This is her song Imuta from her album My All to You.
Thank you. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land alone. It's gotta be a crime. Somewhere in your heart you'll find we're fighting for our right to keep the future bright and protect the ones we love. Our sisters and our brothers, we are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. Mother Earth protects us all. If you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? In the river is our sisters and our brothers. Camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. How can you take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.
Shorty go, my heart.
was Black Belt Eagle Scout with the song At the Party from her upcoming album, At the Party with My Brown Friends. She is going to be playing in Abbotsford at the Jubilee Community Hall on July 11th, and then in Victoria at Centennial Square on August 21st. So go see Black Belt Eagle Scout. Before that, I played Samantha Crane with the song Red Sky, Blue Mountain, and Ray Zaragoza before that with In the River. You're listening to Deliberate Noise, and it wouldn't be an episode of Deliberate Noise without the toilet seat cover. So today I will be reviewing the public washrooms in Riley Park, which Riley Park is technically a neighborhood, but it's also a park, and it's across from Nat Bailey Stadium. And I think they recently renovated the park, but they definitely didn't recently renovate the bathrooms, because these bathrooms is like a true vintage Vancouver bathroom experience. You walk in and it's kind of like, whoa, what year is it? Because the toilets are like so old. They've got the like really long, really high up flusher. Really great ventilation in this bathroom because the door's always open. And then the stall walls are so high up off the ground. Feels kind of not secure when you're on the toilet, but good for ventilation, that's for sure. There is a skylight, there's like an air conditioner, the sink has like a fountain attached to it, which you don't see very often. There's also a bench in there, and it's got that pink soap that smells really, really good, like popsicles. And I noticed that it's called the Riley Park Fieldhouse on Google Maps. Anyway, I would poo there, just straight up, mostly based on the ventilation factor. Yeah. Decent bathroom, Riley Park. Would use again. For the cover, we have the amazing, the great Buffy St. Marie. This is Song to a Seagull from her album Fire and Fleet and Candlelight. It's a cover of Joni Mitchell's Song to a Seagull on CITR.
Fly, silly seabird, no dreams can possess you, no voices can blame you for sun on your wings. My gentle relations have names they must call me, for loving the freedom of all flying things. My dreams with the seagulls fly out of reach, out of cry. I came to the city and lived like old Crusoe on an island of noise in a cobblestone sea. And the beaches were concrete and the stars paid a light bill, and the blossoms hung false on the store window trees. My dreams were the seagulls fly out of reach, out of cry. Out of the city and on to the seaside, the sun on my shoulder, crumble, and hunger is human, and humans are hungry for worlds they can share. My dreams were the seagulls fly out of reach, out of cry. I'll call to a seagull who dives to the water and catches his silver pipe dinner alone, crying, where are the footsteps that danced on these beaches, and hands that cast wishes that sank like a stone? My dreams with the seagulls fly out of reach, out of cry.
MRG Concerts presents Washington, D.C.-based post-punk band Priests will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret on July 2nd. Don't miss them, with guests Sons of an Illustrious Father, and grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Everybody's favorite jewel punks, Necking, are releasing their debut album, Cut Your Teeth, on Mint Records. Come celebrate at the record release show with Necking and their pals, Pudding, Emily Toyota, and Bedwetters Anonymous. There are free toothbrushes for the first 50 people through the door. See you at the Red Gate on Friday, July 12th.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
In recent weeks, the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, Queer, Intersex, and Asexual Peoples released their final report.
From everyone here at CITR and Discorder, we would like to encourage all listeners, especially those with settler heritage, to take the time to read the report.
Consider ways you can work decolonial practices into your daily life.
To read the report, please visit mmiwg-ffada.ca or Google Reclaiming Power in Place Final Report.
Fuck you.
Slices through white fish. Under your hallway's light, Wookiee Wazenz finally speaks. They all aim and fire. Standing up straight against this rock, I catch your fugitive eyes. Before I turn and lay my head down, I'm thinking of her escaping through these spruce.
That was Under Your Always Light by Leanne Betasamosake Simpson. Sorry. And that was the Howie Beck and Jason Collette remix. And Leanne Betasamosake Simpson is not just a musician, she's also a writer, she's an academic, she's a poet. She's kind of brilliant. Before Leanne Simpson, I played Sihasin with Child of Fire from their album Fight Like a Woman. And before that was the Jerry Cans with Near Lit. And this is the end of the hour. Thank you for listening to Deliberate Noise. Today, I hope you enjoyed the selections I had for you. I hope if you are celebrating Canada Day with some kind of festivities tonight, you at least take some time to consider the ongoing colonial violence in this country and what you can do to contribute to decolonization. I am going to end the show today with some thing by Eliza Harkins. She is based in Los Angeles, and she makes really, really amazing dance music. I would love to hear some of her stuff in a club setting. But for now, I'll just have to jam out to it right here in the booth. I'll talk to you next week, every Monday at 5. Stay tuned to CITR for more great programming. And this is Eliza Harkins with Peyote. Thank you.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.